and delivered by the Honorable Minister of the Republic of Congo on behalf of the African Group. Let me start by expressing our concern over the recent devastating escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. South Africa calls for immediate cessation of violence, restraint, and peace between Israel and Palestine. My delegation wished to align itself with the calls made by the High Commissioner in his opening remarks, placing a spotlight on protracted conflicts across the globe, including the latest situation in Sudan, the Sahel, Ukraine, among others, which place displacement figures to exceed 110 million mark. Your words firmly remind us of the message of Denis Francis, the president of the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly, that highlights the urgent need for peace, prosperity, progress, and sustainability as the international community's four supreme objectives that, if achieved, will significantly alter the current trajectory of disappointment and disillusionment, close quotes. This call can never be more urgent today. It is our belief that if we are to do more in investing and preventing conflicts, we should start by paying equal attention to conflicts irrespective of regions and equal distribution of resources in ending prolonged conflicts and preventing new situations. This call is emboldened more by observations that suggest that member states are capable of spending more on supporting war, but we do not appear to be doing enough to billions in need. Chairperson, South Africa is currently working with UNHCR to address backlogs at the level of appeals. My delegation would like to reiterate that, contrary to popular belief, South Africa has got no backlogs at the level of first instance adjudication, but rather cases of persons who have already been processed and were found not to be in need of any international protection. But they take these decisions on appeal with the appeals authority. Unfortunately, the appeal process in South Africa is unending, and this leads to the cloaking of the asylum system, blocking the path of those who truly deserve protection. If nothing is done about it, it has the possibility of compromising the credibility of provisions of the Convention. It is in this regard that South Africa extends a weight of appreciation to the Office of the High Commissioner and Assistant High Commissioner for Protection for their continued support on our endeavors to eradicate asylum appeals backlog. As our contribution to I Belong campaign, and as part of our pledge to make sure that the birth of every human being is recorded and registered, the government has taken initiative to open home affairs offices in all hospitals and clinics where births are taking place so that all newborns can be recorded and registered even before they leave the hospital. This process has increased our civil registration campaign significantly. Chairperson, whilst recalling the outcome of the Global Compact on Refugees and inaugural Global Refugee Forum on a more equitable, predictable burden and responsibility sharing among states when it comes to refugee protection, South Africa believes that solutions should involve all sending, transit, host and donor countries in realizing their responsibilities within the international protection space. In line with the statement of the High Commission this morning, we further call on sending states, regional and multilateral organizations to put more effort in addressing the root causes of current and prolonged conflicts that inevitably lead to displacement of people internally and more often across borders. Lastly, Chairperson, it is our firm belief that we, if we as the international community sit and do nothing or do less, the future of the world and the next generations will have been lost in our hands, probably forever. Lest we forget the famous quote, "The only thing necessary for triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." I thank you.
I thank you.